From Tidbits on January 4th, 2009, this is the audio edition of No Jobs Keynote at Apple's last Macworld Expo, written by Glenn Fleischman and Adam C. Angst. Apple delivered a 1-2 punch via press release on December 16th, 2008, announcing that CEO Steve Jobs will not deliver the keynote address at the Macworld Conference and Expo, a presentation slot he's used for many years, and that Apple will no longer exhibit at the trade show after this year. Macworld Expo brings together tens of thousands of members of the Mac community, including consumers, IT staff, graphic designers, and, of course, journalists. We at Tidbits have a long history with the show. Adam has attended every Macworld Expo in San Francisco since 1992, and with only one exception, all of the East Coast Macworld Expo since 1989. The shows are an important aspect of our business, largely because we all work from home spread out across the globe. The FaceTime we get with each other, along with other industry colleagues, company reps, and developers at Macworld, has been a key element in how we make and maintain relationships, generate content, and do business. We all wonder what's to come. Schiller replaces Jobs for keynote. The most visible change this year is that instead of Steve Jobs delivering the Tuesday, January 6th keynote, we'll hear Senior Vice President of Worldwide Product Marketing, Phil Schiller, speak. We've met Schiller on several occasions, and he's an easygoing guy whose title and manner belies his importance to Apple and his reach throughout the company. Schiller occupies a position akin to Jonathan Ive, Apple's Senior Vice President of Industrial Design, in terms of his purview and significance. Schiller is known for acting as a comic foil to Jobs in on-screen presentations, appearing in the audience to take a phone call or engage in a multi-person iChat AV session. Apple and Macworld Expo typically announce Jobs' participation as the keynote speaker several weeks before the event, in what's been considered a pro forma decision made long ago. We don't know if that's true, but it's always appeared. We wondered where that press release had gotten to a few weeks ago. Since Steve Jobs' gaunt appearance at the 2008 Worldwide Developers Conference, reporters, bloggers, and Mac users of every stripe have been speculating about whether Jobs was suffering from an undisclosed health problem, a recurrence of the pancreatic cancer that he suffered from in 2003 and 2004, or even a non-life-threatening consequence of that surgery. This move by Apple doesn't necessarily mean anything about Jobs' health, but it certainly doesn't contribute to future confidence about his role in the company. Without a public succession plan, and with investors and analysts focused on Jobs' inimitable nature in product development and marketing strategies, expect to see a lot of coverage explaining how Apple's future is dim. No future exhibitions by Apple. The second part of the news is potentially more devastating to the Mac community, as Apple said the company won't participate as an exhibitor in Macworld Expos after this January 2009 event. The company has been a cornerstone of Macworld in San Francisco since its inception and occupies an enormous space in the middle of the main hall. In 2002, Apple decided to stop exhibiting at the mid-year Macworld Expo, which had taken place for many years in Boston, then moved to New York in 1998. Apple did show up at the 2003 Macworld Expo in New York, albeit in a limited fashion, but did not follow when Macworld Expo moved back to Boston in 2004 and 2005. Without Apple, attendance at Macworld Boston plummeted in 2004 and 2005, and the show was canceled shortly after. The January Expo has always been in San Francisco and has been one of the must-attend events on every Mac journalist's schedule. Increasingly, mainstream journalists have been forced to attend as well, as Apple has come to dominate the digital music industry and play a large role in the mobile phone world. Over the last 2 weeks, two regular large exhibitors, Adobe Systems and Belkin, announced their plans to not exhibit quite late in the game. Paul Kent, general manager for Macworld Conference and Expo, emphasized that there were still hundreds of vendors and more in pure numbers than in 2008. At last year's Macworld Expo, the show was spread between the large South Hall of Moscone Center and the new West Hall, and while there were unused spaces used for lounges and other purposes, it was clearly a vibrant event, made even better by the variety of companies present. Why? Apple, why? Why would Apple cut its appearance at Macworld Expo is very clear. Why Apple would cut its appearance at Macworld Expo is clear. Like every other firm in the world, it's reacting to a likely current and certainly future drop in revenue as consumer and business spending drops to the floor. If Apple were trying to shed a few $100 million in expenses, perhaps partly for the bottom line, despite the billions in cash they have hoarded, and partly to demonstrate their financial discipline, it's easy to see them starting with the millions they spend in hard costs and lost productivity on Macworld Expo. One might think that the marketing benefit of getting millions of column inches and thousands of hours of airtime worldwide would offset those costs, but Apple has shown that it can market well without trade shows providing the venue for announcements. Apple noted in its press release the company has backed off from the involvement in other shows in recent years, and the firm regularly hosts its own events at its headquarters in Cupertino or at other Bay Area venues. Apple said a few years ago they'd stop making regular announcements of products and would switch to talking about hardware and software when it was ready. Macworld Expo, the Apple Expo Paris, and the Worldwide Developer Conference were the remaining pins on the calendar at which buyers and the press generally expected something and were disappointed if no significant news was forthcoming. After this story was first written, the Apple Expo Paris was confirmed as canceled after the reports. Apple didn't participate in the 2008 show and had no commitment for future shows. Focus on the present. For the time being, the only real change for the upcoming show is Phil Schiller standing in for Steve Jobs at the Macworld Expo keynote on January 6th. Whether that means Apple won't have significant announcements is another question. The last time Steve Jobs backed out of a keynote, Greg Jaswiak, then Apple's Vice President of Hardware Product Marketing, wasn't given much to announce. And, despite the defections of Adobe and Belkin, Paul Kent was upbeat, saying, quote, "We're on track for a terrific show this year with strong attendance numbers and nearly 500 exhibitors showcasing their products for another strong event. Macworld Conference and Expo has thrived for 25 years due to the strong support of tens of thousands of members of the Mac community worldwide who use Macworld as a way to find great products, partake in professional development training, and cultivate their personal and professional networks." Whither or whither Macworld Expo? Without Apple as an anchor, can Macworld Expo survive, or will it wither? It's a hard question. The Boston show collapsed partly because with two Macworld Expos each year, professionals involved in design, IT, animation, film, television, and other industries had already focused on the West Coast event. Many working in these fields are centered in San Francisco and Los Angeles, although New York has a strong design and video presence. Plus, IDG tried to put on a traditional Macworld Expo without Apple, which was a big mistake. But Macworld has a lot of value to attendees beyond Apple's presence, although it certainly has a higher profile in the average Mac user's mind because of the worldwide press coverage of every utterance made by Steve Jobs. After all, it's Macworld Conference and Expo, and there are dozens of sessions happening at the same time as the more high-profile trade show floor. Large numbers of Macintosh professionals rely on the training at Macworld to extend their knowledge or learn new skills. And while many users pay the admission fee for the exhibition floor to fondle whatever Apple just announced, the mere fact that it's easy for most people to do that in Apple Store shows that in-person talks and demonstrations with other Mac companies are likely more important. Even we journalists, who can often get free review units and not-for-resale copies of software, appreciate being able to compare multiple camera models or laptop bags, for instance. Exhibitors and other companies also have off-floor rooms, either at Moscone Center or in nearby hotels, where they meet with journalists and bring favored corporate and academic clients for one-on-one briefings. Plus, though it's difficult to quantify, professional networking is a key aspect of Macworld Expo. We chose to send only Jeff Carlson to Macworld Boston in 1997, and Adam has long considered that a mistake because he missed out on the necessary FaceTime that lubricates business in the real world. Apple didn't say they wouldn't be part of future Macworld Expos, just that they wouldn't exhibit. Apple's campus is a short distance away, and as long as Macworld Expo persists, the company may have something to offer, even without the expense of a booth. So don't count Macworld Expo out just yet. Paul Kent told us, quote, "We're committed to continuing to serve the interests of the Mac community at Moscone Center on January 4th through 8th, 2010. Future events will continue to provide quality education, dynamic product viewing, and will additionally focus on the amazing ways people are putting Apple products to work across all endeavors from desktops to iPhones, from games to music. We look forward to many successful years of Macworld to come." There it is. Macworld Expo will ride again in January 2010, and IDG is, at least at this point in time, planning to keep the show going beyond that. We applaud their tenacity and wish them the best of luck, since we would all miss Macworld Expo. The Mac community is about connecting with one another, and Macworld Expo remains the preeminent place to reapply the glue that binds us. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tibbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and hey, I'm going to be at Macworld all this next week, and I'm expecting to enjoy it as always. So here's hoping that we see it again in 2010 and 2011.